Hey, 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 it's your girl, Danny Ray, and welcome to Real Talk with Danny Ray. So glad that you're here. So glad that you're tuned in. Make sure that you share this with a family member or a friend. I'm not going to get into my whole spiel like I usually do because of the excitement that I have today. I was able to do a collaboration with a very good friend of mine, fellow podcaster, and also business partner, James Brown Jr. James has his very own podcast as well called Bedroom Talk with James Brown Jr. Now, when you hear the name Bedroom Talk, it is not necessarily what you think it might be. When you listen to his podcast, it is not only amazing, but very inspirational. And I have had a few bad days, but when I do need to get inspired, this is the podcast that you want to listen to. Well, James has started a series called Single versus Married. He's already completed his first episode in regards to the topic with a very good friend of his, JT. JT had an opportunity to share his experiences as a married man, but also share his experience as a single man. Well, your girl Danny Ray is a part of that series, and I am on episode number 2. So, yes, I had an opportunity to share my experience of being a married woman, but I also had a chance to tap into what my life was like as a single person. Now, James did ask me some pretty serious questions. Some of those questions, I kind of had to take a different approach because I really wanted people to hear what it's like being married or even being single. So just sit back, relax, and listen in to the conversation between myself, Danny Ray, and Mr. Bedroom Talk himself, James Brown Jr. But before I let you listen, I just want to say thank you to every single person that has taken the time to listen to my podcast. I appreciate you so much. Your support is so amazing, and I'm glad that I can use this platform to talk to you about anything. Real Talk with Danny Ray. Take a listen. Here we go.
All right, family. All right. Welcome. 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 Super excited. Super excited today. Because today is a special day. This is actually a collaborative podcast between Real Talk and Bedroom Talk. So today I'm collaborating with my fellow podcaster and friend and business partner, Real Talk with Danny Ray. Hey, Danny Ray.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy that we are doing this collaboration. This is great.
Absolutely. Super excited. Super excited. Yeah, you know, when we came up with the idea, I was just like, absolutely, we should definitely do it. We already support each other. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to big you up for doing an amazing job on your podcast. You know, definitely professional. Definitely informational. You're doing your thing. Keep it up. Definitely got to give you a shout out.
Thank you so much. Well, I have to give you a shout out as well. You are doing very well with your podcast, and I really appreciate everything that you do. I've already told you what my favorites are. But I really do want the people to check out Bedroom Talk with James Brown Jr.
And absolutely check out Real Talk with Danny Ray. So... thank you for that. Appreciate that. So today, family, we decided to come together. You know, I started the Single versus Married series on Bedroom Talk. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring on, you know, Danny Ray so she could definitely give, you know, her female woman perspective on the married life because she is married. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our last series, we had JT on. Shout out to JT. He did a good job.
Yes, he did.
Definitely giving his perspective, absolutely, on, you know, the male perspective of being married. Now we're going to hear from, you know, a powerful woman. Real talk with Danny Ray. And he's going to give her perspective on it. So I'm going to go first, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, representing the single people out there. What's up to the single people? What up? What up? And again, you know, as I said on the last series, the last podcast that we did, you know, being single definitely is not a bad life. You know, a lot of people, you know, look down on people who are single. Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, you know, we really, some of us are really enjoying our single life, you know, being right. free. Mm-hmm. You know, again, not having to answer to anybody, just kind of like doing what we want, when we want, going where we want, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, nothing against being married. It's just, we just like our space and our time. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we have our lonely days where we don't want to be alone, but, you know, right. when you're single, some of us, and I say some of us, have the option to just make a phone call if we're feeling lonely and just dial somebody. Yes. Be yes. like, hey, you know, come through, or hey, mm-hmm. I'm coming through, you know. So, you know, some of us have those friends with benefits type of situations. Some of us, mm-hmm. not all of us, right?
Yeah, I had to sip some tea on that one.
Absolutely. You know, you have been single before you were married. We could talk yes. about that too. So,
yes.
But yeah, you know, being single. For those single folks out there, again, this is single versus being married, right? If you're enjoying your single life, definitely shout us out. You know, definitely let us know if you enjoy being single. Mm-hmm. Or if you're married, let us know if you're married. All mm-hmm. right. So now let's hear from Ms. Danny Ray on her perspective.
Yes.
Marriage.
Well, one thing that I can truly say that it is not the white picket fence. Mm. That we see in the movies.
It is not.
Mm. I mean, if you really think about it, you think about all the movies that we've seen, you mm. always see like the perfect wedding with the happy ending.
Right.
And of course, marriage is a beautiful thing. However, marriage is not perfect. Myself, I have been married officially for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I have 4 beautiful children. Yes. I should actually say 4 beautiful blessings, because they have really blessed my life tremendously.
Absolutely.
Has marriage been great? Yes, it has had its great moments. It has had its down moments. Mm-hmm. You know, the main thing with marriage that people really need to understand is that there has to be communication.
I heard that.
That's the biggest thing, because if you're not communicating with your significant other, that's when a lot of the issues come in. Mm-hmm. You know, the statistics have said, or at least what I've seen, that finances is like the top issue in marriages, but I beg to differ. It's communication.
Gotcha.
You know, because it's like, you know, if you're having a bad day, how am I supposed to know that you're having a bad day?
It's true.
You know, I mean, you have to just kind of let me know, you know, how you're feeling. So as a wife, I can respond to my husband. But it's also the same thing on the other side. You know, how would he know if I'm having a bad day if I don't say anything?
That's true.
Yeah, you know, so communication is key. One thing that I can truly say is that I've had the perfect example, at least in my eyes, of marriage, and that was my parents. My parents have been married officially this year for 57 years.
Wow.
And that is the type of marriage and the type of love that we don't see now.
Mm-hmm. That old school love, right?
Yes,
there.
Yes.
That's that
old school love for real. Mm-hmm.
That's before the whole social media,
yes.
easy access to everybody. Yes. You know, it was like, yes. you know, he would go to work, or she mm-hmm. would go to work, and they would miss mm-hmm. each other all day.
All day long.
Just to come back and be like, you know, I missed you so much. There was no text messaging back then.
Nothing.
You know? There was no phone calls in the middle of the day, you know, mm-hmm. no bother. Hey, you know, I just was thinking about you. None of that stuff.
Right,
so it was like,
right.
I'm going to work. When I come back, it's going to be me and you, baby.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, my parents' love story to me was so amazing. I mean, my dad actually waited 2 years for my mother. And of course he went ahead and he asked my grandfather, you know, for her hand in marriage. And then it was on from there.
Yeah.
A lot of people would ask my parents the question of how did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's only response would be God.
Amen.
And that is something that you just don't hear. When you ask people that question, how did you do it? They'll be like, oh, well, we did this and we did that. And, you know, now we're here. No, you don't hear people talking about God first, because, I mean, that's biblically, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Because, you know, God is always supposed to be first. But a lot of marriages are not doing that. Instead, they're putting themselves first.
So they really get involved within their feelings and they respond mostly on an emotional level.
Yes.
And not really looking to God to seek wisdom and to, you know, help get a solution.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with my parents' marriage, was it perfect? No, it wasn't. I mean, my brothers and I, we didn't even know that my parents argued. We didn't even know that they had financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know that they, at some point in time, had issues with each other.
Wow.
Because what they displayed to us was the perfect parents.
Right, right.
You know, so that was my goal, to have something like my parents had. And, you know, to the women that's wanting to be married to your spouse, let me tell you something. With my dad, my dad still looks at my mother like he did the very first day that he saw her.
That's awesome.
That's true love. So what I was getting ready to say is, to the women that do want to get married, or you're getting ready to get married, like, true love, that type of love, it really does exist. So, you know, I'm grateful that my parents were able to show me that. Now, you know, for myself, honestly, a lot of people don't even know, but I met my husband online.
Okay.
And so we conversed in conversations and for a few weeks, and then it got to a point to where, okay, I want to see you in person. Met each other in person, and it pretty much was it from there.
So you were single before you move on. You were single.
Yes.
Before you met your husband online.
I was.
Can you tell us, right? Because I did the same thing with JT.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us single folks, what was your life like before getting married?
Oh, hold on. Let me sip some
let's
tea
go
on
there
that
before
real
you,
quick.
Yeah, yeah. Before you go on to, you know, how y'all got together. I want to hear what Dan, now that you, again, we don't want to get you in trouble, all right? You you say what you want to say, you know. And again, this is a family-oriented type of podcast.
Oh, yes, so absolutely.
We keep it Disney
PG.
Over here. We keep it Disney, right?
So, okay, PG.
So what was your life like as a single person?
Oh, okay. So as a single person, to be honest with you, I never wanted to get married or have children.
Single people. You hear that?
I did.
Is that how you feel? Single people?
I didn't. And it's so funny because my god sister and I, and she was, you know, she's like maybe 3 or 4 years younger than me.
Right.
We made a pact back in the day that we was just like, no, we are not getting married. We are not gonna have any children. We are just going to travel, and we are going to enjoy our lives as single women, to come and go as we please. We don't have to answer to anyone. Boom. And I mean, we really got it in. I mean,
now now hold on. Now we talking about you got it in, it's meaning that you was having a lot of fun going
yes,
out. and party.
Yes. That's what I mean.
You know, my niece may be listening to this.
Okay, so that's what we talk about. That's exactly what it meant. So we, you know, we used to go to the clubs all the time. You know, and being from Detroit, Michigan, shout out to my 313 listeners.
313.
We used to go to a spot called Belle Isle. You know, riding down Jefferson. You know, flirting with the dudes and everything. And we put on our little cute outfits and we get our hair done and our nails done. You know, me and my homegirls. I mean, we just enjoyed life. We were very carefree. Now, I will say we were not out there like that. But we had a lot of fun. We still respected ourselves. That was one thing. But, you know, I talked to, you know, a few guys back then. A few serious relationships came out of it. It got to a point to where, you know, in those relationships, we just grew apart because we were young and we were still in that. I just want to have a fun stage. But really and truly, single life for me, it was pretty fun. I had a good time. I enjoyed my early 20s.
As so you should. As so you should. I mean, that's what we tell people, right? Yeah. That's what we're told. In your 20s, have a good time.
Have a good time.
You may get into a relationship here and there, but you know, it, sometimes it lasts forever. Sometimes it lasts a month, right? So just enjoy it while you can. Enjoy your 20s.
So, you know, another thing about the single life, though, was that it still got pretty lonely. And that's why, you know, I mentioned that I did have a few relationships. It was all well and good going out with my homegirls and, you know, and drinking and having fun and dancing and clubbing. But there were still parts of me at some point that was just like, well, dang, it'd be nice to, you know, have a companion that I can hang out with, go to the movies with, cuddle up with. You know, whatever, you know, I can even travel with, you know, just anything. I miss that. So it was kind of in between for me because even though I was single, I still looked at my parents. And of course, my parents been together for a long time. And I was like, okay, I do want that. But being in your early 20s, this is like, okay, let me go back to what I was really doing. I don't want to be tied down, you know. But as I got older, things really did change, and it also changed for my god sister too. Because the funny thing about it is, she got married before I did, and now she has three kids. So what we said that we would never do. Is what we ended up doing. But at the end of the day, the way that I look at it, you really just don't know how God will even set things up for you.
I know that's right.
In your life. And that's why I say, you know, my kids, they're just not my kids. They are my four little blessings. So I'm very, very happy, you know, that I have them. But single life, it was cool. It was cool. But, you know, like I said, that loneliness kicked in and I was like, okay, I think I'm about ready for this.
You was ready to hang up your player card. You was like, okay, I'm done. Time to settle down. Time to, you know, not be in these streets anymore. In the club, I should say, anymore. I'm gonna lock it down.
So you said, see, it wasn't just the player card. I had a black book.
Well, all my single fans out there know about the black book.
Sip some tea on that one.
I had a brown book because my last name was Brown, so you know, I wanted to be different, so I had a brown book with all my numbers up in there, you know, just some friends be like, hey, how you doing? You know, this is back in the day. See, I'm dating myself because this goes back in the day when we had we didn't have the touch tone pad. You know, we had the little rotary.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that. I know what that is.
All right. Good stuff. You're OG.
I'm an OG for real.
Okay. Even though you look like you're 21 right now.
Well, thank you very much. God is good all the time.
Good stuff. So let's get to what you were saying prior to going to your single life. You said you met your husband online and
So, again, we met online, finally met in person, and pretty much it was on from there. But we did start off as friends, and I recommend that if you are getting married, please be friends first.
Yes,
that is so important. You really do need to take the opportunity to get to know who you're marrying. You have to figure out if the person that you are marrying is somebody that you can trust. That you can, that, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Your confidant. The shoulder that you can lean on. The person that is really going to be there for you. For me, that was pretty much all the qualities that I was looking for, because, you know, at the end of the day, I want my best friend.
Yes.
I don't want just a lover. You know, I don't want just anybody. I want my best friend. So, you know, as a partner, I should be able to come to you and tell you anything.
Right.
And that's anything and everything. And I know, you know, you've heard those things where they say, no, you don't necessarily have to tell your spouse everything. I beg to differ. Sorry, that's just me. Tell me everything, because you tell me everything, then I can understand who you are as a person and even how I can deal with you. And not saying deal with you in a bad way. It's just, you know, when you get upset, I know how to handle it. When there are financial issues, I know how to step in and handle it. It's not just one person at that point. It's just two people that are bringing their own lives together.
Absolutely.
It easy? And was it easy in the beginning? Absolutely not.
Right.
Because honestly, he was coming out of a 5-year relationship. I was coming out of a 2-year, well, almost 2-year relationship. So when I met him, I was really not looking for anybody. I was not looking to be married. I wasn't looking to have kids. But even though in the back of my mind, I felt like that was still something that I was missing, even though I was pushing the fact that I didn't want it.
Gotcha. So going back to your point, as far as telling everything, you know, I have a policy. I think I told you my policy. My policy is being 100% transparent. All right.
Absolutely. You know, I agree.
I might turn that into a book one day. All right, fam. It's already copywritten, so don't even try to take it. All right. So, but yeah, being 100% transparent, I can tell you as a single man that actually has worked for me. And I totally agree with you. I said this on the last podcast, you know, the friendship has to be the foundation to everything so you can build the house.
Absolutely.
You know, things are falling apart, you still have that foundation to hold you up. But yes, full transparency is the key. I found that, you know, back in my player day as a single guy, yes, I was a player. I was.
Yes.
I
admit Tell us it. About I think, it, JB. I think Tell all us of about us, it.
I think all of us had our player days, okay? Some of us are like, no, I was never playing. Yeah, you was a player in some way, shape, or form. But back in the player days, you know, it was definitely, what was the song, Pimpin' Ain't Easy, right?
It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy because, you know, if you're telling one lie over here, and you got to tell a lie over there, And as I got older, I was just like, you know what? This is stressful. I got stressed out to the point that I was like, nah, I don't need to be doing this anymore. Why did I even start?
Right.
You know, this is not good. This is not what God wants. You know, every relationship I get into or try to get into, it doesn't work out because I'm not doing it right. So as I got older, you know, and the Bible says, well, when you're a child, you do childish things. When you get older, you got to get rid of those childish ways. So as I got older and more mature, it was on some like, all right, let me start to be just fully transparent, you know, fully transparent as far as how I feel, fully transparent as what I want to do, fully transparent as to, you know, as to how I see things and my perspective. And I found that to be easier to, you know, communicate with people, to work with people, you know, to be with someone, even in business, you know, being fully transparent in business definitely just kind of like takes the weight off your shoulders.
Yes, you know? It does.
So being real about things and being truthful about things is the way to go. And then you can sleep at night, you know, because once you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to back up the other lie.
Yeah, just to keep it going.
Just to keep it going. So if anybody, you know, if we're going to keep it, if we're going to have real talk, on Bedroom Talk. Let's be real, family out there, listeners.
Yes.
You've all had your day. You've all had your day when you told what they call us a white lie.
Yes.
So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be the only one on here. We've all done it.
We've all done it.
But as you get older, you know, as you get wiser, it's better to be 100% transparent. So now you're saying within the marriage, it needs to be the same thing as well. And
absolutely.
And at the same time, from what I've learned on my journey, you know, as far as marriage, right? As far as marriage goes, because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still studying because I want to be married. I still want to be married.
Okay.
But what I've learned is that couples should not be independent.
Right.
They should not be dependent.
Right.
They should be interdependent on each other.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Interdependent. You know, so those folks, I'm not going to get into what that totally means. You know, if you want to look up what that means, listeners out there, interdependent, look that up, leave me a message and let us know what you understand from what interdependency is. But, you know, maybe you can go further into that because you're the one married here. That's another podcast for another time. But absolutely, I definitely agree with you, like being transparent and open and honest. I mean, I thought that's the way marriages were supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Right.
At least my personal opinion, I believe that it should be. There should be 100% transparency.
Yes.
You have to be honest with each other, because if you're not honest, then where is the trust?
Right. Trust. That's the key word. Trust.
Yeah. And that's another thing is trusting another person pretty much with your life. You know, because I mean, think about it. The marriage, when you have the marriage, who's walked down the aisle? The bride, along with her father.
Right. That's right.
So her father is entrusting this man that has come into his daughter's life with her life.
Talk to him.
Period.
Wow.
I mean, people have to really understand that. Like, I mean, that's even it's in the word. Everything we talking about, it's in the word. Biblically, you really think about it, it's in the word.
That's right.
So it's just like, you know, from like even with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, my dad is pretty much like, hey, this is my baby girl, because I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest girl. So it was a huge thing for my dad. This was important to him. And to be honest with you, a wedding really almost didn't happen. We were just going to go and elope because we were that much in love with each other. But then I really had to think about it, is that I was the only one that my father wouldn't have been able to walk down the aisle. I couldn't do that to my dad. Couldn't do that to him. So, you know, I mean, fellas, you really gotta be on it. You got to come with it, because whether you know it or not, regardless of whether you're married, the fathers are looking.
Okay, now see, talking to the fellas out there. I'm trying to keep this neutral, but okay, fellas, that was a message for you out there. So
I'm just keeping it real.
Real
talk. We got real talk on Bedroom Talk.
Yeah.
The fathers really do pay attention.
Yes.
They do. Now, even for the women, the mothers of their sons, they pay attention.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. They pay attention.
Okay.
So, my thing is this. This is why I say 100% transparency in the very, very beginning, so that you know what you're getting into.
Okay.
Period.
Right.
And, you know, in my marriage, yes, there have been a lot of happy moments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm, you know, JB, you know me, I'm 100% transparent.
There we go.
There have been a lot of ugly moments.
Mm.
Sometimes the ugly moments outweigh the good ones.
Mm.
Sometimes the good ones outweigh the bad ones.
Right.
But the one thing that I stress the most, communication.
Yes. You know what? Let's do this. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to that, because I got some questions on that. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Okay.
Okay, fam, we're back. We're back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Bedroom Talk and Real Talk. Real Talk meets Bedroom Talk collaborative podcast. Super amazing. Mm-hmm. We got Real Talk with Danny Ray on the line.
Hey.
And this is Bedroom Talk with James Brown Jr. And we are talking about single versus married life, which is, you know, we got a lot of gems that we're dropping on here. I know Danny Ray is dropping some serious gems on the married side, and you letting them know. So we were talking about last time. What were we talking about last time? What were we talking about in the last section?
Communication.
We were talking about communication, full transparency, and the good, the bad, the ugly about marriage. Now here's the thing I wanted to ask you about that, because you know, being a single man. Never been married. Yes, engaged a couple times, but never been married. Like, you know, that, do you think with the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Like with single people, do you personally think that that's a scary place to be for a single person? Like, you know, like we love being single. We love being in our space. We love having our time with whoever we want to spend it with. And once we're done, it's like, all right, you can go home now. Or all right, I'm going home now. And that's it. We just kind of separate. Like, how did you, here's the thing. I know but when you were single, you've heard of these things, and that's why you didn't want to get married, right?
Oh yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly. And, you know, being in the marriage and you're dealing with the good, the bad, and the ugly, like, you know, how do you keep holding on, or how do you get through it, really? How do you really get through it, I should say?
How I get through it, honestly, is through major prayer.
Amen.
I mean, I just kind of feel like that's the only way. Because if I don't have anybody else to talk to, I know that I can talk to God about my issues and my problems and anything that I'm dealing with.
Yes.
Because, you know, again, you have to understand, going from being single to married, that is a huge transition. And that was a very huge transition for me. It really was, because a part of me felt like, well, if I do this, then I'm giving up my life for somebody else.
Wow.
I really felt that way. But then I also looked at it as, I finally found my partner.
Gotcha.
I finally found somebody that matches my swag.
Okay.
You know, I finally found somebody that can pretty much say, you know what, Danielle, you need to chill with all that. You know, because I ain't gonna lie, little feisty little thing in my 20s.
Okay.
Super feisty,
huh?
And yes, and I'm not gonna lie, I had a mouth. But
that's Detroit in you, huh?
Yeah, it is. Now this is the thing. It me being feisty, being that way, it really didn't cause an issue.
Okay.
But that side only came out when I felt disrespected.
Of course. Yes.
Other than that, I'm pretty laid back.
Okay.
You know, I can rock with you, I can vibe with you, but when the disrespect comes, that's a whole nother world.
That's a whole different monster.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that, you don't want to deal with that monster.
That's right. I mean, from New York to Detroit, same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You disrespect, then you already know. All right, yeah, real talk on Beverly.
It's a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I can say it was pretty hard at first. Because I'm just like, you know, again, like I said, I'm giving up everything to be with someone.
Giving up everything.
Everything. Especially when you get to the point to where you're saying like, hey, like, let's get married.
Right.
You know? So it was, I would have to say, it was a little tough trying to adjust because I was used to doing single person things.
Yeah. So you gave, you know. So pretty much you talking about you gave up the single privileges, right? Because you got marriage privileges, and then you got single privileges. And the single privileges, this is the freedom to do what you want when you want and how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. I had to give that up. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I was still okay with it.
Yeah.
Because of the simple fact that even the dating pool then, it really wasn't all that great.
Gotcha. It ain't all that good now.
I mean, that's what I hear. Like,
that's what single people say. That's what single people say.
And it wasn't all that great then. And I you know, I got married in 2009.
Right. Okay.
You know, so, you know, like I said, it was just the the transition of this is a big word too. It's fully committing. To one person. One person.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Woo.
And the scary question is, how am I going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coming from single life to married life, how am I going to officially commit myself to someone for the rest of my life?
Right.
So that means... that a lot of things have to change.
Yeah.
But also a lot of people have to be cut off.
Let's talk about that real quick, because I think that is probably, you know, for those who say that they're ready, right? Let's talk from a single perspective, right?
Okay.
Some single folks, men and women, they want to be married, but are not ready for the work that has to be put in.
That's right.
To keeping the marriage together.
That's right.
Because I do understand, you know, I have some married friends, and I have discussions with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about it before. You said it earlier. You said the good, the bad, the ugly. There's a lot of work, sacrifice, and here's the word I hear all the time. Compromise. I hear that word all the time. It's like, for a single person to hear that, it's like, that is the I don't know. I'm not going to say it's the most difficult thing, but sometimes it can be depending on your partner, who you're with. So if you want to talk about that, Miss Married Lady, how many, I'm not going to ask you how many times have you compromised. I don't want to get into that. but what is that like to be in marriage and have to compromise on a regular basis?
You know, again, 100% transparent. It is very, and I'm just being honest. Yes. One thing I will say before I get into that is I want people to understand that every marriage is not the same.
And every marriage is not perfect.
Exactly. Yes. So we just going to put it right there.
There you go.
And, you know, for those people that's listening, this is just my personal experience. It may be totally different for you.
Yes.
You know, as a married couple or when you get married. So just wanted to put that PSA out there. But
I'm gonna sip my tea now. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, man, compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That's all I can say. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Man, because I mean, when you are a single person, or you might be a little player, and then you finally settling down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, it's a lot of things you have to give up, and also a lot of people that you have to cut off. You know, now I will be very honest, you know, when my husband and I got really, really, really serious, my ex had actually reached out.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, And again, I'm 100% transparent person. I'm just going to keep on saying that. So I responded. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wasn't married yet, but I was still on my way to being married. Mm-hmm. And my ex and I actually had a conversation with each other about the relationship that him and I had. Mm-hmm. And we both made a lot of mistakes in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's what that conversation was about.
Okay.
It was about all of the mistakes that we made. And of course, you know, I let him know that I was in a fully committed relationship on my way to marriage. Mm-hmm. He told me that he was very happy for me. He did feel some type of way about it, mm-hmm. which, you know, I understand because we were together for almost two years. Okay. You know, I mean, he pretty much let me know how he felt. And mm-hmm. that was a very compromising situation.
Yes.
Because, honestly, I really couldn't tell him everything I wanted to tell him because mm-hmm. I felt like it would have been disrespectful to who I was with.
Right.
So I would just, you know, I just told him, I said, you know, well, I appreciate you calling me and telling me, you know, about how you feel and everything, but mm-hmm. I've moved on. You know, I'm in this relationship. I'm getting ready to get married. You know, we can't really have, you know, much dialogue anymore mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. He understood. Okay. But then the crazy part about it is years later, he ended up getting married and he actually thanked me for the conversation that we had.
Good job.
Yeah,
that deserves a round of applause. If we had an applause.
And it did. You know, it did. Clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah. So, you know, but I, you know, I did tell him, you know, yeah, I did love him. I made a lot of mistakes in that relationship. Mm. So did he. But at the end of the day, we are grown. We can at least talk as two individuals to just resolve this situation and we can keep it moving.
Yeah.
With our lives.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a huge compromising situation mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because it's the ex, you know, and we were in love with each other.
Absolutely.
So, but then there's also becoming a married woman, and you kind of have to move away from your single friends.
Why is that? I mean, your friends, like, these may be friends that you've had for, like, since you was in elementary school, like, you know,
well,
those
friendships are rare. This is some of the things that I've heard. Now, I'll be honest. Like, I do have a lot of single friends. I do.
Okay.
Male and female.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. there are some boundaries.
Yeah.
There's some boundaries.
Yes, there has to be boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that word. Uh-huh. You know, one of the boundaries is, you know, and I've always heard this, even from my parents. Uh-huh. They said, you can't talk about everything in your marriage to a single person.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, because they can't relate.
They can only give you a single person's perspective.
That's right.
They be on some, like, you know what, you need to leave him and come hang out with me again. Let's go hang out in the club.
Yeah.
Instead of saying some good things to help the relationship, the marriage work.
And have I hung out with some of my single friends? Yeah, absolutely. Those are my homegirls. Like, those are, you know, the women or even the men that have been in my life for a long time. However, mm-hmm. they understand it.
Right.
And they respect it. Now, it might be totally different for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I've actually heard of situations where there have been married couples who have single friends. Okay. And the single friends is still around.
Yeah.
And the single friends are also causing issues.
Okay.
You know, they just like, I don't care if you married my homegirl. She's still my homegirl and we still gonna run these streets.
Yeah, nah. That's not.
You know, but it's the same thing with the fellas. And as a matter of fact, that can be another podcast, Mr. Brown.
Uh-huh.
Married but still living a single life.
Oh, okay. You just spoke it into existence.
We're
gonna definitely get to that. We definitely gonna get to that one. That's another good one. That's a good mm-hmm. one. So let's do this because we are running on time.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you the same question that I asked JT.
Okay.
So, being a married woman,
mm-hmm.
what do you feel has been the most difficult part of your marriage that you have total control of changing?
The most difficult part?
Mm-hmm.
That I have total control of changing?
Yes, ma'am.
It all still goes back to communication.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Communication. Okay. Yeah, communication. I do have total control to change a certain situation when it comes up.
Okay.
But sometimes being a married woman, mm-hmm. sometimes you feel like because you look at your husband as the leader or the provider of the home, mm-hmm. That there's really not too much that you really need to say.
Okay.
Honestly, I have had those moments, mm-hmm. you know, where I felt like maybe I don't really need to talk about this, mm-hmm. Because it can cause an issue. Mm-hmm. But I realized too, and it's later on in the marriage, mm-hmm. but I realized that I do have to open my mouth and say something.
Gotcha.
Because there is some type of control that I do have in this. Mm-hmm. And whatever situation that, you know, we're in, I can change it.
Right.
You know, yes, again, he's the leader. He's the provider of the home, you know, and I'm his helpmate. But I also have a say as well.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just like my brother said. He said, you know, in the marriage, him and his wife, they're like partners. They ride mm-hmm. together like Bonnie and Clyde, you know. It's mm-hmm. like we riding together. We enjoying life together. We going mm-hmm. through the ups and downs of life together. But we're together mm-hmm. riding this out together. And yes, and going back to your point, yes, you know, everybody has their role. Mm-hmm. I learned about that too. Mm-hmm. I actually went to a class for that.
Yes.
Everybody has their role. It was a class from the biblical standpoint of things. And mm-hmm. it was a class that everybody has their role. Right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. and that, you know, as the husband and the man is following God's direction, mm-hmm. you know, the wife is following the husband's godly direction.
That's
godly,
right.
Godly direction. Yes. Not yes. devilish direction, but godly.
Yes. Godly.
Godly
yes.
direction. And, mm-hmm. You know, of course, the man is a provider, a protector. And, you know, yes, the wife is definitely the helpmate and mm-hmm. the provider. You know, she takes care of, you know, the family. And yes, you know, everybody works together. Is that mm-hmm. going to be perfect? No, it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
It's going to be a work in progress for the rest of your life. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that goes yes. back to your parents, which definitely I want to big up your parents. Mr. James, I want to definitely big Mr. James and the wife. I want to big them up because as many times we talk about them and we admire them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely a marriage to aspire to have one
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So big ups to them. Shout out to them.
Thank you.
Shout out to you too. Shout out to you and everybody and the family.
Thank you.
And you know, we still live in that single life, but you know, God is going to bless us one day to see the light. You know, we're learning, and I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today on mm-hmm. our collaborative podcast, because I think
Absolutely.
a lot of people need to hear it from both perspectives and definitely mm-hmm. need to hear that side. But we're definitely going to do that podcast that you just prophesied to come.
Yes. Married but still living a single life, like,
oh,
that,
man.
That's real right there.
I need to hear that one. I need to hear that one. Absolutely. So,
oh yeah.
So is there anything else you wanted to say before we kind of sign off?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for the collaboration today. I really do hope that people receive it. Again, this is just from my experience. Everybody's experience in marriage is going to be totally different than mine. Everybody's thought process is going to be different. But one thing for sure is, as a single person, if you are going to take that step into marriage, you need to be sure that you are ready, not even just the person that you're with, that you are ready to, one, make that commitment fully, and also do the work. And yes, there are sacrifices that you are going to have to make. Marriage is not perfect. It is not pretty. But at the end of the day, the main thing, the most important thing, is communication. I don't care what anybody says. Communication is the most important thing. And also, to the people, just make sure you check out my podcast as well, Real Talk with Danny Ray. Thank you, JB.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for those closing words. And I just want to say that it has been an honor and a pleasure to have this collaboration again. First time, yes. A collaborative, yes, podcast partner to work with on this. And this is going to be on both of our podcast stations. Mm-hmm. So definitely tune into us. Definitely, you know, tune into Bedroom Talk with James Brown Jr., Real Talk with Danny Ray. And we would, mm-hmm, appreciate it if you guys would go to Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Definitely rate us, you know, give us 5 stars if you like, and definitely leave some positive comments and some feedback. And also, if you have the Anchor app, mm-hmm, definitely we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your, yes, feedback.
Yes.
We'd love to hear your input on single life versus married life. We'd love to hear from you and, yes, to get your feedback on it. Maybe, hey, you know what? We might add it to this particular podcast. So you might hear, mm-hmm, yourself on a podcast. So, yes, definitely leave us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Absolutely. Definitely follow Real Talk with Danny Ray. Make it your favorite. Definitely Bedroom Talk. Make it your favorite. We appreciate everybody for being on with us today.
Yes.
This was some real good stuff, Danny Ray.
And
I'm definitely going to listen back, write down some notes. I hope listeners, I hope you're taking notes, because she was dropping some gems today. So big ups to you, Danny Ray.
Thank
and we're going to do this again. We're going to do,
yes,
this
again. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All right, family. Take care. Make sure that you understand and remember that you are special. And people out there are special as well. Be kind. Be kind to everyone. Yes. Pray for everyone. You never know what they're going to do. Just pray for everyone.
Amen.
And we're all going to win together. All right?
All right.
God bless you all.